By the beginning of the 20th century, the government of Canada and non-Indigenous society had become unwilling to respect the distinctiveness and sovereignty of Indigenous societies, and turned to assimilation practices to control Indigenous peoples. In spite of everything, Indigenous peoples maintained their social values, sense of distinctiveness, and determination to conduct their relations with the Crown and non-Indigenous society as sovereign nations, who agreed to a mutually beneficial coexistence on their lands. In this section, we're going to review significant events, people and organizations that were central during this time and that helped move Indigenous, non-Indigenous relations in the North into the negotiation and renewal stage.